You're listening to the audio production of The Marvel and Miracle of Advent Audio Bible Studies, Recapturing the Wonder of Jesus Living with Us by Christine Kane and Lisa Harper. Published by Harper Christian Resources and read by the authors. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources. This audio Bible study also has a companion Bible study guide sold separately.
Okay, this is such a happy first for me. This is the very first time you've been in Tennessee for Christmas.
Listen. This is an
This
act
is
of
also
love.
The first I've seen you in pink.
Okay.
Which highly amuses me.
Now, this shows how desperate I am. You know, in Australia, it's summer when it's Christmas. And so.
I know, it's so weird when you call me and you're like at the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what you should be in your swimsuit.
No, you should be cold.
Eating your Vegemite toast on the beach, celebrating. But here I.
You should have hot chocolate and be on a porch with a pink Snuggie.
Listen, this may be the first and last time you ever see Chris Kane.
So happy that we're doing this Advent project together. Did you grow up with that? Well, yeah, you're Greek Orthodox.
Well, yes. So I mean, you know, for us, it was such
Greek
a big
Orthodox.
Deal. So
yeah.
Grew up Greek Orthodox. And one thing you have to understand, Lisa, is when you come, you're the child of immigrants.
Yes.
They hold on to traditions so tightly because you want to kind of replicate what you came from. And so for us, we didn't play. There was a prep. You didn't stumble into Christmas.
Did you have those little chocolate calendars?
No, don't be jealous. Yes, we did.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
But, you know, it was a joy even more than the candles. I like the chocolate.
I know. That's the whole thing. We had neighbors down the street who were Catholic and had a bunch of kids. And I grew up, you know, my mama was Baptist to the bone. And so there was
Does that mean no chocolate?
Well, no Advent. I don't really know why, but my mom had this kind of antipathy to Advent. I mean, I grew up as a kid thinking Advent was kind of naughty, but I so wanted to celebrate it because of all the chocolate. Because I'd go over to the Brooks's house and they'd have like 5 Advent calendars on the wall with all those little cubbies with chocolate and treats. And I thought, why do Baptists not get to do Advent? So I didn't understand that it was the preparation for all believers.
Yes.
To really have our hearts plowed up for Christmas?
Well, I think, yeah, of course, because we just so stumble into it. We're also busy and we're working. But I remember it really did set a pattern that then I introduced for my own girls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?